Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I highlight four key anchors in the book. It's mental anchors, financial anchors, physical anchors, and then spiritual anchors. So we've, real briefly about the mental anchor. And I believe that a lot of people are paralyzed by following God's calling in their life or taking the leap where they feel that they're being led because of fear. Fear holds so many people back. And one thing that we need to all realize is that fear is not of God. And a lot of people are fearful of the unknown. But there's a way to overcome that, to create a plan when you have those mentors around you that are giving you great advice and helping you through. It's amazing how if you start taking small steps in the direction of your goal, all of a sudden fear starts to dissipate. You start to realize, wow, this thing that I was scared of, you know, yesterday or last month or last year, I'm no longer scared of it. And I'm having fun. I'm having enjoyment and fulfillment. So it's extremely important, our frame of mind and how we view things. That would be a mental anchor. We've talked a little bit about the financial anchors, you know, getting out of debt, building margin in our lives, having a freedom fund developed and having some reserves to be prepared for these times of transition. You know, a physical anchor. This is something that I believe goes unnoticed a lot of times, but especially if we don't take care of our physical health and when we're younger, what happens is by the time we get older, our physical health has deteriorated, and that can have adverse implications in our job. We're tired, we're sick, we miss work, and this can cause all sorts of issues for us in our mid-career to late career. And actually, for those people who are retiring in old age, healthcare is going to be our largest expense. And so for people who are planning for retirement, start planning young, not just financially, but also taking care of your health. It will tremendously help you in our older years. And so I talk quite a bit about that. And finally, and most importantly, is spiritual anchors. If we are not in alignment with Christ, if we have things going on in our life, this will introduce an enormous amount of stress into our marriage, into our family, into our careers. And I see this time and time again, derail people, get them sidetracked from being able to go out and do the things that God wants them to do. So I believe we need to be very diligent about looking for areas in our life from a spiritual standpoint where we might be misaligned or we're not in prayer and following God's will in our life, and make sure that we don't have a spiritual anchor.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.